You can't say ready and then start banging everything.
I'm ready.
You sure? Right, I got a story to tell you. Like, I need you to tell me. You're my conscience.
Okay.
I think that's what you are. I'm shopping. I went to go return some shit.
Okay.
And my kids blow me up, right? On my phone, like just different shit. They, I guess, I don't know, they know they're both texting me or what, just over some stupid shit. I'm getting frustrated.
Right.
I'm walking out the door. I'm already frustrated. They gave me shit returning they gave me problems returning my things.
Okay.
Kids text me, pissing me off. Wifey pissing me off. It's a bad day.
All right.
Bad day. Remember that.
Normal Jeff day.
No, normal day. I'm walking out, my phone, ding, ding, ding. Like, I feel it vibrating. I'm just like, to paint the picture, I'm behind, a lady is helping. I don't know if they're related or what, but she's probably like mid-60s.
Okay.
And she's in a walker. I'm walking slow.
Okay.
And I'm behind them. And I'm like, I'm no rush. This is my last thing I have to do. Just go home. And I just go, well, the lady helping the old lady kind of looks at me back, and I just kind of wave like, nah, take your time.
So y'all are walking out the store?
Yeah, we're walking out the store.
You ain't just walk around?
Well, there was no really way. It was like just a one door open. And she's holding the door open, the lady's with the walker. And I'm making that noise because my phone, I guess the timing or whatever.
Okay.
And I was maybe like, I wasn't right behind them, but I was walking to the door, so I don't know if they thought. Whatever. Yeah,
no, it makes sense.
And so then there's this other guy who's like, would y'all just hurry up? He's mad. He's behind me.
Right.
I guess he takes off to, I don't know where the fuck he went, because I turned around like, that was fucking rude. And when I turn around, he's not there. Well, I turn back around, the lady's looking at me again.
Staring at you.
Yeah. Now it looks like I said, I just made my, oh my God, over my cell phone.
Right.
Now some guy, she don't know what my voice is. I haven't said two words to her. So now she's just looking at me. The old lady in the walker's now looking at me.
Right.
And she was like,
you need to stink out.
Yeah. She's like, are you in a hurry? I was like, I'm good. No, go ahead. And she's all, you weeble wobble fuck.
What? Granny?
I wanted to kick her walker. I was like, I kind of gagged. I said, what?
Excuse me?
I said, man, that was some other guy. And by that time, they're already out the door, and the lady's opened the door, and she goes, go ahead. And I just walk in, I'm like, I get in my car, and I just sit there for, like, reflecting for a few minutes. She called me a weeble wobble fuck. And I, for nothing, over nothing.
Well, it was for something.
No, it was not really.
Yeah, really.
So like, would I have been wrong? Because you know me, I'm a jab back.
Right.
But I didn't, and I felt like.
Why didn't you?
Because she's an old lady. It's like she didn't really know what was going on. But it was like, maybe. But she attacked me for nothing. I was so mad. I did not look. A weeble wobble fuck. And then she kept like her two little strolls.
Right.
And then that, oh my God.
You slow ass bitch. You've
heard them on Bumping Gums.
What up, what up, what up, everybody? This is the Bumping Gums podcast.
Dirty J.
My baby mama hit me up the other day talking about, what are you going to do for school? She goes, well, no, like, aren't you going to help? You're right. Let's do this. Let's try to go to court. Let's see if maybe I can give you like a check or something. Let's just call it child. Oh, wait, you get that. It's called child support.
And you hear your daughter in the room, and she's making sounds that your wife don't make. I'm kicking the door in. I'm pulling that motherfucker up out of her. Dirty J. Presents.
What up, what up, what up? Welcome everybody back to the Bumping Gums podcast. I'm Daddy J here, my right hand man, Kevy Kev.
What up, what up?
Yeah, episode 235. Appreciate y'all coming back. But yeah, I'm sitting in the car and I like a good 5-10 minutes. I'm just reflecting, like, what life just decisions. Happened? And like, I'm just watching them walk to the car and I'm like, should I yell something? Or like, what just really happened?
I mean, at that point, it's too late.
But like, I was so it just like fucked my whole night up. I was so mad.
You just kept on thinking about it as you walk around. I did. Weeble wobble.
I drove home in silence. I didn't put the radio on or nothing. Just like, I just kept hearing it in my head. Weeble wobble fuck. And it was just like, it bothered me.
You should.
It really bothered me.
Yeah. I've been in situations like that where it's like, you want to say something, but then it's like, but if I say something, it's like, damn, that would be mad disrespectful. But you just respected me, you old fucker.
Yeah, like, that's exactly how I felt. And that's why I was like, I'm going to ask her, like, should I have said something? Should I have defended myself?
I mean, yeah. Yeah, you should have said something.
And I tried to say, like, it was the guy, but I couldn't point to nobody. Like, you know what I'm saying? And, like, it was just bad.
I mean, sometimes you just got to be like, dude, Kanye, what?
Like, I should have kicked her walker.
Hurry up.
Made her fall. We have a great show for y'all today. Talking about the Super Bowl, Usher halftime show. We talking about Kobe a little bit, Shannon Sharp, Mike Epps. We talking about Shaq.
Yeah, man. Shaq's always talking some shit,
Shaq's
man.
Shaq's always good to talk about. And a weird principal story we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
I really like this one. But I appreciate it. How was your weekend?
Man, it was pretty good. How was yours?
You don't ever have any story. It's not that you don't have stories, you don't want to share the stories.
You know, I was never one of those people that in school where the teacher would be like, do you want to share with the class?
Stand up and share.
Like, nah, I'm good. I don't need to share anything with the class.
So my weekend was interesting. You're pointing at. Yeah?
Okay.
You mind if I do my job? Like, shit. For the phone.
Fuck you.
Like, God damn. All right. We had a good weekend.
All right.
Boys played really good.
I guess obviously you was about to get to it, but it just popped in my head that y'all had to play against the number one
team. The number one team.
Yeah.
And we did really good. The defense was way better. Our defense was way better.
Oh, so they came to play?
Yeah.
All right.
No. They played like shit. Defense was good, but it was better. Okay, we played like shit.
Okay,
our defense was better than what we usually do, though. We saw an improvement on defense.
So you're saying as a whole,
right?
Not just this team,
right?
As a whole, y'all played better defensively.
Yes, yes.
But got y'all's ass whooped.
We didn't get our ass whooped. It was a good game. I want to say we lost by like maybe eight points, something like that. And it was like, it just came. It was free throws. We lost on free throws. Not one person hit one free throw. If we would have not, and we were on the line a few times.
Wow.
If we would have hit free throws, we would have won easily. We gave up easily 18 points on free throws, probably. Yeah. We had kids in foul trouble, everything. We was on, and not one person hit a free throw. And then just boxing out. But other than that, the defense was good. We had some good steals.
So they still can't rebound?
No. We've been working on it, and I'm scared because we play again Saturday, which we're gonna win that one. I'm not too worried about that one.
You think you should?
No, I know we are. Sunday we're in a tournament. We're playing up against a Texas ranked team.
Mm.
And I looked them up. I did my homework.
Okay.
And I should. You ever like look up something where you feel like you shouldn't have looked that up?
No, you always want to look up.
No, not this one. I seen the pictures. I seen like some video. I was like, I should have just left this for my imagination.
So they good?
But man. Like I believe this team has a YouTube channel.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just crazy. And as soon as you pull them up, they're from Houston.
All right.
And they're predominantly colored. And as soon as you see them
colored.
Not to be no some funny shit, but like as soon as you see the picture, like them motherfuckers can ball. They ballers.
Mm.
As soon as you see them. Right off the rip.
Okay.
Like they got the sleeves, something like the way their haircuts is.
Right.
Just something about you, like you ball.
Got a couple of guys on the team with dreads.
Yeah, you don't just play ball. No, y'all ball.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's our first game at 8 o'clock in the fucking morning. I'm gonna have to wake up at 7 o'clock.
Just to get y'all's ass
just
whooped.
Just to get my ass whooped. So like I'm not looking forward to that. Second team I looked up, they're from here, from our hometown.
Okay.
And all white. But it looks like they're like
shooters.
Yeah. Bro, and I was like, we gonna get our ass whooped again. Like,
oh man.
And like, I paid for this. Like, you know what I'm saying?
You're gonna be seeing a whole lot of arrow shooting.
Oh
the
man. It was it's just crazy. Like, not on some racist shit, but like one team is just all black, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they can ball. the other team's all white, and you could, and you know, and like they look like they just trained with the Spurs or something,
right?
Like you could tell, like they train in a high uppity facility, and it's just like, wow, like it's gonna be interesting, but we're gonna rise to the occasion.
I mean, hopefully, as you said, hopefully they rise to the occasion, yeah, right. Because a lot of times people have a thing about playing up to the competition. Mm-hmm. Now, sometimes you can't reach those heights, but a lot of times when you get out there, nobody wants to be embarrassed. Mm-hmm. So when you get out there in front of a team of guys that play really well, you're going to step up your game.
And I'm hoping so. And as long as we don't play like we did last week, and we had a great practice this past couple weeks.
Okay.
We had really good practices. My boys, this is the strongest team I probably have ever had.
All right.
We are looking solid.
See, that's when you got to pull out the... Do y'all want to get embarrassed today?
No, we did. We had that talk. But two of my boys that I just picked up, they've only practiced with us twice, never played with us.
So are they any good?
One of them really is. The other one I haven't seen too much.
Okay.
Because they came to the first practice. There's like six of them trying out. Out of those six, we narrowed it down to two, which are these two.
Okay.
But my other coach picked the other one, and I picked this one.
Okay.
And so we reached out and said, hey, this and that, we're going to move forward with y'all. So I haven't really seen the other one. I've seen him a little bit this past practice, but I'm moving him from a guard to a center.
Okay.
He's really tall. I'm of a wingspan like crazy.
Okay.
He's got long arms. I feel like he scrapes his fingernails as he walks. He got long arms. And I told him he wasn't too fond of that, but he was like, I'm open to it. Let's see what we could do. I've just never played.
Does he have handles like that, though?
Not really. That's what I'm saying. And so I want to move him to a center because he doesn't really have handles like that. Plus, like I got like 17 guards on my team. So we have too many guards already.
Well, you could always have him play one position on defense.
That's what I told him. I said, you're going to be on defense. You're going to be center. If you get that rebound, go ahead and run the floor. My other center does. My other center, he's a big dude, but he got handles. And he can run the floor. He's quick. So I'm like, go ahead. If you get the rebound, go ahead on that fast break. Do you. So I'm excited. I'm going to see what... I'm gonna see what we do.
Okay.
See what we do.
Not bad.
Let you know. I'm excited though.
Yeah, I wish.
I'm not excited to wake up at 7 in the morning in Mashville, but
yeah, that sounds like a recipe for this. Yeah.
We'll see what happens. But other than that, we've been doing really good. Valentine's was really good. We're happy with that.
Okay.
Good, and then we just had the Super Bowl, so had a great little get together.
I was about to say, how was that? You know, like I ended up having to work on Sunday. And you're
forever working.
Yeah, you know, that's what we got to do.
It was good.
You know, I watched the game, but I just missed like the first, I missed a good portion of the first quarter.
I don't know why I was thinking ending. I'm so stupid.
Yeah.
This drink get to me.
Yeah.
A little bit. It was a great, it was an okay game. It was a little, it kind of plateaued a little bit.
Yeah.
It got boring. Mm-hmm. But then the interesting part was the overtime. Okay, is it even like, how do you feel that with 49ers not knowing?
I think that it's weird that I think it's weird that so many people are saying that, oh, we didn't know the actual rules.
Yeah. They admitted to it.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. The people on the team, I'm surprised that many people from the team is saying that, oh yeah, we didn't know exactly the rules. Like, well, the rules is, both people get the ball. You know, it's no more walk-off touchdown rule. So it's like, it's almost like you would have been better off letting them have the ball first.
Obviously, yeah.
And then you know what you want. And then you know what you have to do.
Because all you really got to do is try to stop them or you know where you sit.
Right.
But like, and it's not a brand new rule.
It is.
It's not brand new.
No, it is. It's 2 years old.
That's what I'm saying. It's not brand new though.
But it is brand new.
It's 2 years.
It's brand new for the playoffs, considering the fact that nobody else prior to this during the playoffs went into overtime.
Okay, so, I guess. Yeah, it makes sense if you look at it that way.
If you look at it like that. Yeah.
I just I don't know. Like, I'm not big on football like that, and I knew that.
You know shit.
I knew it.
You know shit.
I knew it. I knew it.
Uh-huh. So besides the game was
It
was a little boring, but you know, it's because it was a defensive ball game.
Yeah.
Right. So besides that, let's talk about what everybody really was watching. Commercials were good.
I didn't like them. I like the movie previews. I want to see Wicked.
Okay.
That one looks good. Planet of the Apes all day. That movie looks stupid good. You're not a fan.
Not really.
Really?
Yeah, not really.
How is that?
Just not.
That's crazy. But anyway, Usher halftime show. Fun fact, the fucking performers don't get paid. I just found that out. I put you on game.
No, you didn't put me on game.
I put you on game. Kev didn't know that. And I was like, no, this is what we're talking about. You're like, no, they get paid. I was like, no, they don't.
Lies. Stop lying to the people.
And I didn't know that. Like, I didn't know that you get a budget.
Yeah.
But then you really like, you go off the streams. It's kind of like you're paying.
Your form of payment is the boost that you're going to receive for doing this show. So when you look at the fact that you have so many millions of viewers that's watching you, and sometimes some of these are like first time viewers, some of these people have heard of Usher but don't really fuck with Usher like that. So
I would really like to talk to somebody that said I've never heard of Usher until the halftime show.
I mean, the one song that everybody has really heard of is Yeah, but like R&B is R&B, and like, don't get it twisted. You know, for me, for a person like yourself, you listen to R&B and stuff like that, but it's not like everybody in the world.
I get it, but
that ain't their.
I mean, I don't listen to country, but I can name you at least five solid people. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like Usher is a staple.
No, he is. I mean, he's had a damn near 30-year career. Right,
that's what I'm saying. Like, I want to talk to that one person. Said I never heard of this motherfucker until the Super Bowl. What'd you think of the halftime show?
Okay.
See, I thought it was just me. Everybody's talking about it, blowing it up, and I'm like,
I wasn't all that impressed. Like, it was a good show, but
I thought
I was going to see more.
Like I said, yeah, exactly. Like I said, it's Usher. I had my hopes up here.
Yeah.
And it was just kind of like right here.
Yeah. The part that really made the break. Yeah, that's there's a lot of funny little shit.
You saw the girl fall off the pole?
I did not.
I thought. I saw it. And then it kept going. I was like, did she fall? Did she like? And then later on the next day I thought I saw her fall.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
It was right, man. It was funny.
So the ending when he got on the skates and stuff like that, that was like when the show like really started to like
pick up
and was really good. But like the walk from the beginning, it didn't start off all that great to me.
Mm-mm.
It picked up steam towards the back end of it, but
the air guitar killed it for me. The air guitar. Yeah, Jermaine Dupri killed it for me. Like, it was just, wow.
Yeah, I didn't think, when I was looking at it, I was like, her is not playing that.
She's not. She was so off.
Yeah.
So off.
It was just like, I don't really know why he had to bring her out. I know that she has a song with him on the new album, but I didn't know why it was that important.
Yeah, it wasn't.
It was kind of crazy because, of course, some people didn't catch the fact that Alicia Keys' voice broke with the first note that she sung, and I was like, oh, did you hear that? Like, what? Like, you didn't hear that? Like, she sound like shit.
Yeah, it was just a funny show. It was a funny show.
Now, what did you think of Usher dancing with Alicia Keys and, you know, the performance side of it with A. Keys, knowing that she is a married woman?
A lot of people are like, oh, it's just for show. No, there's still a line. And there's a way to hug, and there's a way to hug.
Sounds like a jealous.
I'm a jealous person. I'm telling you, I'm a jealous person. And I would have slapped them both.
Why are you going to slap her?
Because she should have, I did something, and I turn around and like,
You're on stage. You don't want to make shit awkward.
No, you do that.
What did you think of the actual piano that she was playing? That shit was dope, right?
I like her. I like her a lot.
Okay.
I just
did I like it.
Huh?
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 What the fuck are you talking about? I said, did that like it?
I do. I wasn't, the vocals weren't there for me.
I think she sounded really good, except for, of course, the first note.
Yeah.
Now, did you notice that his mic volume was like real low, where it seemed like when she was singing, her mic volume was like way
now that up. I didn't notice.
Like her mic volume was like at a 10. His mm-hmm. was like at a 4. And she was just like overpowering him with her voice.
I mean, it's Alicia Keys too.
I mean, it is, but.
But like just halfway
through. Put some through more the, beat on my shit.
Halfway through the show, I really stopped really watching. I more kind of glanced at it. And I was like, this isn't for me. The show, I wasn't into it. So it just, I stopped watching. And everybody
you,
like.
You get your Weeble Wobble on?
Fuck you. That still hurts, bro. My feelings are hurt, man. You're a dick. My feelings are so hurt because, like, you know I don't get my feelings hurt. Like, because I couldn't jab back. Like, I couldn't
you
say
could that. Have.
I couldn't.
You could have.
I would have, you know, and like for if you're just walking by or something and I'm just going off on this fucking 90-year-old lady that can't walk, you know how bad that's gonna
now
make
she's
me look?
90?
Fuck that bitch. Oh, non-walking bitch. Like, bro, you know how bad I would have looked though? I couldn't jab back.
Just think about this. Yo, just think of how crazy this would be is if whoever it was actually listens to the pop. And they'd be like, Grandma, he's talking about us. That Weeble Wobble.
You remember that Weeble Wobble motherfucker? And I
listen
didn't
to this.
I did not expect that from her. Cause like you can tell she's elderly. And uh-huh. you can tell, bro. Like she had a little hunchback in her. And like she was walking really slow. And I promised, like, I was like, oh, like, for my, this damn kids, I should have said something. And then, like, the way they're like, go ahead, I kind of gave them that look, like, no, go ahead, you're okay.
Shit. Fuck out of like, don't you wish you could do this?
You're such a dick.
Do some high knees. Look at this.
Just start walking in circles. Oh, my God. You're such an asshole. No, man. Don't bring that shit up. That's how I hurt. My feelings are hurt. But, such an asshole. I'll just picture you walking, power walking right around her. Oh my god.
Making sounds.
What was it? Like
Gonzalez.
Chow.
I mean right here.
All right. Back on subject. Alright. So I didn't care for the hug. I felt like it was a little much.
I mean
it was a little much. I felt like Usher, I don't think she was expecting it. I felt like he overdid it. He knew his halftime show sucked. He needed something to talk about.
I don't think
he gave it an STD hug.
Nothing's wrong with giving your friends a hug from the back. you know the so you've heard of Michael Rubin? He used to own the 76ers. Now he's part owner of he's the owner of Fab Fanatics.
No.
Well, he's a billionaire white dude, Philadelphia, whatever. He's like famous for hugging people from the back. Like that's like one of his things.
You're okay with hugging from the back?
I mean,
next time you come to my house, I can just come. No, this is what you're saying. We're not talking about you. We're talking about in general. Are back hugs okay for friends?
I mean,
are back hugs okay for friends?
It's okay for friends if y'all are performing.
Okay.
If y'all are performing.
We're doing a show right now. We're performing right now. We're doing a show.
If you're performing for millions of people. No, I told you. I don't hug like that. I don't hug like that.
But you get all tense.
I rarely even hug people. You know what I'm saying? I dap people.
You hug me every time you come in through the door.
I give you a dap.
Yeah, and then you hug me.
I give you a dap.
And you smell lying. Me. You're like, no. Good.
No, you smell me.
Yo, you smell delicious.
Yeah, you know, I try. But
I'm gonna get you from the back.
No, you're not.
I'm gonna get you from the back.
You're not.
I'm gonna get, watch.
I don't play like that. So, anyways, I don't think that in the way that they were that they sung the songs and stuff like that, and the songs that they sung, I didn't see anything wrong with it.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't see anything wrong with it. And then plus, the husband spoke out.
Okay.
Swiss didn't have no problem with it.
How long they been married?
Some years. Like,
really?
Like 10 years or longer.
Is it?
Yeah, they've been married for a long time. You know, so it might actually be longer than 10 years. But yeah, he didn't see anything wrong with it. And I think that's just like one of the problems that a lot of people have is like always just kind of wanting to start shit and make shit seem like there's something there that's not. Like, man, it ain't no big deal. It's friends.
So I'm curious then. I'm looking up something. Hold on. But while I'm looking this up, what did Swiss say?
Well, basically, he just was like, y'all looking at the wrong thing. You know, he was talking about how fine his woman looked while she was out there performing.
Okay.
You know, he didn't have no issues with it.
I was thinking of Ashanti. I was getting mixed up. Okay. What I was looking for, I was like, they've been married that long. Joyner Lucas just came out with this song. And for some reason, I thought it was Alicia Keys.
Okay.
But it was Ashanti. It was a love song. And if you ever watched the video,
okay,
them motherfuckers is in love. I don't know
in the video.
I don't know if they was acting or what. They're full blown making out, and it's a beautiful, like, the chemistry is great. But they look like a full on couple, 100%.
I mean, but she's back with Nelly.
Yeah, but this was like
happy.
Yeah, I don't know how long ago this was, but that's what I'm saying. If you said that they were married, years ago. Anyway, that's neither here or there, but.
Yeah,
I got mixed up.
Always messing shit up.
Kobe, a statue unveiling came. Okay, I guess obviously he didn't do it. That's not what I meant. But the wife,
yeah,
did the unveiling.
Yes,
of the statue. There we go.
It clicked.
Well, how'd you think? What did you think of statues?
I mean, I think that LA has had some. You know, they had the Magic. They have the Shaq. I don't understand why they don't have a Kareem one, though.
Interesting.
If memory serves me correctly, I don't think that they have a Kareem.
Nobody one. Be talking about Kareem like that.
Yeah, it's kind of strange.
Yeah.
And Kareem was the man.
He was, but you hear more like Shaq. You hear more like people talking about Shaq and Kobe.
Right.
All the time.
Yeah. But, you know, Kareem was the man. Of course, you know, it was him and... you know, Magic, but yeah.
Did you think the Kobe Shaq the Kobe statue looked like him? The facial.
It's like they can't ever get the face completely right.
It was weird.
Yeah,
but you got millions of artists out there like drawing him perfectly.
But I guess
like, why can't you? I just guess like
when it comes to putting the bronze, I don't know. Somehow, some way, it always kind of
looked a little off, right?
Yeah, it looks a little off. Just a little.
Like a 60-year-old man calling people Weeble Wobble and shit. it just looked different. But I thought it was me.
Yeah, nah. It's,
but other than that, I love the statues.
The statue was dope. I think her speech was kind of funny. You know, I like how she kind of put out there that, you know, if y'all have an issue with the way this statue looks, don't blame me. Kobe picked this pose out. I think that was dope.
Yeah. It was nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. Now, we talked about, are we going to, was
yeah.
not about.
I was going to say, you saw Pau Gasol was.
Yeah, he was right there.
Was there.
All right. Now, do you think, is he being a friend or is he being overtly friendly?
So, I think that as of right now, I think that he's being a friend to the family. He's been called Uncle Pal, for some years. Even while Kobe was still alive, he was Uncle Pal and spent a lot of time with the family.
Yeah, they had a good relationship. But I mean, I don't know. I feel like it's all right. So when my mom passed away recently, well, not recently, I guess 4 years ago, not recent. My dad,
it's been 4 years.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. My dad actually was hanging around with her best friend a lot.
Okay.
Like a little bit like I was like,
Was you all, did you always have feelings?
And it was like, and even baby was like, what, like, how would that be if they was dating? I was like, I don't know. That's just kind of, but again,
feels like it could be like a violation, right?
It could be, but at the same time, like, I understand it. We're all human. Sometimes you can't control, you can control your actions, but you can't control feelings.
Right.
And so I was like, I don't know. I mean, I ain't calling her mom. Let's just be real. I ain't calling her, you know what I'm saying? But it was just like, it was just weird because he'd be like, oh, I'm going out with so-and-so. And I'm like, why?
Right.
And I kind of gave him that squint eye like,
So now you're trying to move her into the house?
I try to be like a blocker. I'm like, oh, y'all going to mom's favorite spot. That way when he was there, he was just ringing his head.
Right.
Like, I remember Ma used to like going there.
Right. That's funny.
Ma liked dancing. So I was a straight cock blocker.
Yeah.
But like, it was like, I don't know. So it was like, I get it to a point, but I don't know. How would you feel?
I don't know, dog. Like, of course, just taking this from, you know, their situation as far as Pal and Kobe and his wife, and just, you know, broadening this conversation, I do think that it's kind of strange, right? Because especially if they were, say, good friends, and you've seen them hanging together, and you've seen, of course, with your parent, and then to see them kind of kicking it, it's like you start wondering to yourself, like, has this motherfucker always liked her? Did they have something going on prior?
Those questions have to be in you because
it
was like I said the same thing. It's like, who's initiating who?
Right.
And I don't feel like it was my mom's friend initiating it. Let's be real. I don't.
Well, no. You might have one of those things where it could be the friend that is initiating, and they're like, I know you're hurting. You was with this person for so long, right? So it might start off with the you know, kind of like the old school shit, you bringing that person something to eat, like, oh, you're probably accustomed to, you know, her cooking for you. Now you don't have, you know, these home-cooked meals, yada, yada, yada. So they'll start off bringing some Tupperware, like, hey, you know, I brought, you know, I cooked this.
That's what it started.
See, look at me. You know, but, you know, you start off with that, and then next thing you know, The other person is like, well, shit, this person's been being nice, so they've been, you know, hooking me up with food and stuff. So now it's like, well, shit, hey, you wanna?
Yeah,
I was free today. Are you doing anything? You wanna go grab a bite to eat? And you know, and next thing you know, that friendship starts to become something else.
I don't know what happened there because I ain't heard not one word from either one of them at all. Like, name ain't came around or nothing no more.
I ain't even gonna say it, you know. You know, he made all the hand of this business.
Oh, shit. Speaking of taking shots, Shaq is out here taking a shot on social media.
Man.
Hey, but I ain't mad. Like, cause Ice Spice, I'm not gonna lie, bro. I'm into Yellow Bones. Ice Spice is like, I think she's pretty.
She's not a bad looking girl. She's 24. Why you make that
face for?
She's 24, dog.
Yeah, how old is Shaq? 40.
50, like,
I thought he was like 48.
Hell no. Nah. He's like 51, 54. He's in his 50s. Or he's in his early 50s.
So he put it out there. She was pretty.
Yeah. Not pretty. So damn fine.
Now, is that creepy?
I think so.
I think so? You like, going to creep?
You know, when we was talking about him and the Home Depot girl, right?
Yeah.
You know.
He went searching, man.
Yeah, you.
get a boy.
You popping up at the Home Depot just trying to get eyes on her. Like, nah, man, that's creepy. Like, I think, and don't get it twisted, Shaq is the man. But certain stuff like this is like, if it wasn't Shaq,
yeah,
everybody else would be saying, would be talking crazy about
right,
him.
Right.
Yeah, so, yeah, I think it's a little creepy.
Now, is that considered taking a shot? Saying that she's so damn fine?
I mean,
or is that just a compliment? The reason why I ask, okay, I'm at lunch with a friend.
Okay.
And we're eating, and it was a female friend. Baby know all about it, so don't even try to give me that look.
I didn't say
baby
nothing.
Know all about it, you know your eyebrows raised.
Hey.
And we're just us, right, just hanging out.
Just y'all.
amongst other people in the restaurant. And she was like, hey, dude behind me. Fuck you. Dude behind me, kind of cute. I said, hey, take that shot. And she's like, nah. I said, they're about to leave because I'm facing them. She has her back towards them. But then her and him have their back to each other.
Okay.
Well, he's standing up and she turns around. I said, he leaving right now? She turned around. She goes, excuse me. I just want to let you know how cute you are. You're very handsome. And he goes, thank you. And he goes, y'all hear that? It's like yells across the restaurant. And she was like, well, no, they didn't hear that because I didn't say it loud enough. And he like almost runs to them. And he yells back, can you say it again? What'd you say?
To the people that he was with?
Yeah. And he goes, what'd you say? And she goes, you fine. He goes, I told y'all to see what you said. And they walk off. And I'm like, did you just diss her? Like, it was just a weird reaction. And yeah, then afterwards she was kind of like, that wasn't the reaction I was thinking. It wasn't happening. Like,
that was very strange.
But right away he looked at me and I'm like, hey, that's homie right there.
Right.
And so I was like, I mean, so I don't, it was just a weird reaction. I don't know if she felt like she got dissed or what. And so was that taking her shot?
I think that depending on the person, that is a shot. That is slightly taking a shot. Like to say that in person to someone that, you know, I think that you're fine.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, it takes a lot because I mean,
yeah, absolutely.
It takes a lot for somebody to give somebody a compliment on like anything.
And then to get that reaction, that was kind of.
Yeah, I would have been like, well, fuck. Like, what?
She was so lost. She like, yeah, she looked like, at me like, what just happened? I'm like, man, I don't know. That was kind of weird.
Very weird.
It was funny though.
Very weird. But I do think Shaq is taking a shot. But man, Shaq needs to leave that shit alone. He needs to leave these young girls alone. Like, she's just too young, dog. Like,
so let's just say they hook up. You think it's a problem?
I think that would be nasty. That shit would look nasty to me. Like when you're twice somebody's age.
Think about it. When Shaq was her age, she was being born.
Right. No, man. No.
Leave it alone,
Shaq.
Speaking of bored, somebody asked me this question. One of our listeners.
Okay.
I was talking to them, and they were having a good day because they were celebrating the day that they were conceived. Right. That was my face exactly. And I was like, how do you know when you weren't there?
Right.
And she was like, well, I asked. I'm like, how do your parents know? And this person is like, probably, I guess, somewhere between 25 and 30, I guess.
Okay.
And I'm like, how do your parents, when the fuck did this conversation happen? How did it happen? And how do your dad know, like, when he shot your mom's club up to be like, yeah, I made you that day?
Right. That's
so strange. There was so many questions in my mind.
Right.
And this person was like, I celebrate my conceived day. You don't know when you're, and she looked at me like, I'm stupid. And she's like, you don't know when you were conceived? I was like, I don't want to know.
Like, why would I want to know that?
Yeah. So you don't know when you're, because I'm asking, because she was like, you should ask Kev. And I was like, nah, no, I'm not going to ask. That's a weird question. And then I started thinking like, because she was on it so bad. I was like, maybe people do this. And that's like.
No, people don't do that.
Okay.
I've never heard of that before, a day in my life.
I forgot what they said. I don't want to say he or she. It's like I said like five times. She. Conceivation day or some shit.
Conception.
Conception day is what she was calling it.
Hmm.
It was weird.
That's different.
It is.
Conception.
Like, how do you celebrate that? Like, you just go, hey, dad, thanks for busting the mom? Or, like, what would
Right, like, yeah.
What kind of cake would that be?
cream filled.
That's so gross.
That was a layup. that was a layup. I mean,
Oh fuck! But seriously. No, it's not. We're done. Move on. Principal is accused of accused of pretending to shoot students during a school drill. Now, the story is that she was doing the
shooting drill.
Yeah. What the fuck I just said, but with her fingers.
Yeah.
She was doing the pew pew.
Yeah.
Pew. Now, were kids supposed to fall or?
Well, it's a live shooter drill, right? So just like when you have a fire drill, when you're having a fire drill, the alarms are pulled and everybody skedaddles. Out of the room.
That's a funny word.
You know what I'm saying? So with the active shooter thing, you're supposed to hide. Like that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to hide. It's a drill. So what she was doing was going around from, you know, walking around.
She had a hit list, bro. No, she had a hit list.
And she was just like, whenever she saw somebody, she would hit the, you know, hit like the glass and be like, pew, you're dead. You're dead. You know what I'm saying? And they say that the kiss was traumatized.
Over a finger gun?
Exactly.
Bro, these kids are so weak. I'm telling you right now, and this may be too far, I don't give a fuck. If I was a principal doing an active shooter drill, I'd dress the part. I'd come in with a Nerf gun. I'd have my mask on, everything. And I'd pop these kids. Pop, pop, pop. Like all day, or like even with a dart gun or something, like a little bit more realistic than a finger gun.
I think that would be dope.
Right.
But see, the only thing with that, you would actually have to like go in every room, right? So at least with her doing it with the finger gun, like if she can see you, like I'm standing outside and I can see you and you hit the wall or hit the glass, whatever, real hard, and it's just like, I see you. You're dead.
I want to know what kid. I want to talk to the kid that's traumatized.
You know what I'm saying?
You old bitch.
Now, I also, they also said that she did kind of go a little overboard. So at the end of the drill, she said that, you know, we have several fatalities. So like the kids that she shot with her fake gun, she said that they was dead.
Oh my god.
You know what I'm saying? She was like, yeah.
She like, we'll get a moment of silence for Jeremy.
Yeah. Like, so like the kids when they found out that their friends weren't actually dead, that was like, I think that was probably more the traumatizing part of it. But I think I honestly think that she did a great job.
I think so too.
I want to give this woman a hand clap. Like the slow golfers.
Oh, I was a little like them gunshots.
Yeah. Right. But no, I think she did a great job.
I don't think
job.
She did anything wrong at all. I mean, like, if that's traumatizing them, then them kids need to be homeschooled.
Because right.
There's a lot more crazier stuff in this world than a finger gun. Yeah. Let's just be real.
You could listen to the lyrics of Kanye's new song, and he's talking about wearing trenches like Columbine. I mean, maybe that's traumatizing for the kids that went to Columbine and saw them come in with the trench coats on. Man.
If there was a movie or something like that, would you watch it? I kind of would, but it's like I would feel guilty because they already know what's going to happen. But
I actually saw like a documentary on Columbine.
Yeah, there's tons of documentaries.
Yeah, I think I saw a documentary on Columbine.
I feel like they should do a movie leading up to it, but not show that.
Right.
And not to glorify them, but just like kind of like what was in these kids' heads and stuff right. like that. Like, what were you?
What were they watching? What right. were they listening to?
Kanye.
Were they listening to rap music?
They like, always played the rap.
Always. Like, man, nobody want to hear that shit. Bible. They was listening to the fucking Black Sabbath or some bullshit.
That's you blame all. It on rock?
Man, for real. They be talking about too. Some crazy shit.
I do too. The way you scream in the mic.
Yeah, like. How is that even music? And like that, we out.
I forgot.
You've heard them on Bumping Gums.
What up, what up, what up, everybody? This is the Bumping Gums podcast.
Dirty J.
My baby mama hit me up the other day talking about, what are you going to do for school? She goes, well, no, like, aren't you going to help? You're right. Let's do this. Let's try to go to court. Let's see if maybe I can give you, like, a check or something. Let's just call it child. Oh, wait, you get that. It's called child support.
And you hear your daughter in the room, and she's making sounds that your wife don't make. I'm kicking the door in. I'm pulling that mother up out of her.
Dirty J. Presents Bumping.